Westlock. For a second straight week, area roads remained treacherous, with Westlock RCMP issuing a travel advisory Monday following a late afternoon storm that caused whiteout conditions. Westlock RCMP Staff Sergeant Al Baird personally noted a number of vehicles in the ditches on Highways 18 and the 2nd of January 17-18 and said they received at least a half dozen calls. That said, there were no local reports of major injury collisions. Early morning rain January 17 followed by a massive drop in the temperature led to snow and a blistering wind from the north that made for extremely slick roads and whiteout conditions. On Monday night, we put an advisory on Alberta 511 for people not to travel because of the whiteout conditions, said Baird January 19, the day before temperatures began creeping back to the freezing mark. There are a lot of reasons why people end up going off the road. The wind can take the vehicle, and with the skating rink-like conditions, that doesn't help. And then add in the whiteout conditions that can confuse a driver to where they are at on the road. Baird said when conditions get as bad as they did Monday night, his advice is simple. Don't travel unless it's absolutely necessary. In Edmonton between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., January 17, 190 collisions were reported to police, 6 injury collisions, 23 hit and runs and 161 property damage accidents. When it's that bad, it should only be essential travel. I understand people get stuck at work and they have to go home. But other than that, stay off the roads unless it's an absolute must, as there's no sense in taking a chance, said Baird. With whiteout conditions, the tow truck isn't going to be able to pull you out. And when you're in the ditch, you put everyone coming to help you at risk. They just can't be seen in a whiteout. And if you do have to travel, Baird said, be prepared with at least a winter travel kit and a full tank of gas. If you end up in the ditch, you might be out there 3 or 4 hours, so do you have blankets? Do you have an emergency kit that will allow to stay warm in the vehicle while you're waiting for help? He asked. Back-to-back days of freezing rain the previous week led to one minor accident on Westlock area highways, not including a Pembina Hills School Division bus that, gently, slid off the road just after 8 a.m., January 13, near Jarvie, forcing students to take a second bus to school. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.